retracing the voyage of the Titanic. Well, we know where that ended up, at the bottom of the sea nearly 100 years ago. Why would anyone want to do such a thing? The idea of retracing the voyage of the Hindenburg, Apollo 13, a famous train wreck, or even any other notable ocean liner disaster? Well, the normal rules just don't apply when you're talking about the Titanic. And yesterday, the MS Balmoral set sail from Southampton, England, 100 years after the Titanic departed from the very same port. Joining us from on board the ship is Chris Buckler, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Are you wearing your Edwardian hat, Chris?
No, but plenty of people were, John, as they boarded the Balmoral yesterday at Southampton. There were many people in period dress wearing top hat and tails, very fancy dresses that you would have seen in the time, Edwardian dress for a lot of people who came on board. And it's partly because of just what you said. The normal rules do not apply when it comes to the Titanic. This is a story that captures people's imagination and indeed attention. Countless films and books, but it's a personal stories as well. And on board this ship, there are plenty of people who do have that family connection with the Titanic, people who were lost on that ship, and others, of course, who did survive the disaster.
What do you think it meant to have been on that maiden voyage, just judging from the general outlook and attitude of the people on board today?
There's no doubt that it was about starting a new life in America for so many people. I've been talking to people who had relatives who were going there, and they had all the dreams and optimism that you could expect from that. They were leaving one life behind and starting another. And for a lot of those people, that life was just completely wrecked. I'll give you an example. I was just talking to a man upstairs whose mother was on board the Titanic as a 15-year-old girl. Her parents had just sold their hotel in Cape Town in South Africa and were going across to America, hoped to set up a hotel in Seattle. Now, his mother and her mother were saved, but her father died in the disaster. They had to come back and just cross the Atlantic again. Everything they had hoped for had completely gone, just ruined in a moment by that disaster. But for him, it's important to go back and complete that journey and go to New York.
That's amazing. So what is the ship going to do to commemorate the actual disaster itself? And that's, I gather, a few days away.
Yeah, it is. We're going to stop in Cove in Ireland today, just as the Titanic did on its final stop. And after that, we will go into the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. And at the spot where the Titanic sank 100 years ago, exactly 100 years on, this ship is going to hold a memorial service. And the enthusiasts that love that history of that era, alongside the relatives of those who died, will join together in a memorial service thousands of meters above where the Titanic's wreck still lies. And as you can imagine, that's going to be a very special moment for everyone on board.
Indeed. Chris Buckler, when the sun goes down on the 14th, are you going to be out on the bow of the ship?
We will be standing here at the back of the ship, just preparing for that memorial service and just, I think, soaking up the atmosphere. You know, when you talk to people here, they say that it's going to be nothing like that. You know, we're going to be surrounded completely in darkness in the middle of the ocean. But I just think that there will be a few chills up the spine that night.
Indeed. Chris Buckler, BBC correspondent on the MS Balmoral, retracing the voyage of the Titanic. Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you very much indeed.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.